Do you not think that real stars like Daniel O'Donnell would be sitting thinking to himself, why am I winning while listening to these head cases talking about Nolan's salary?
This is your programme.
Unbelievable. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing?
Sorry to keep you waiting, Daniel. Good morning to you.
That's all right.
And I believe
I feel I should bow down in front of you with that salary.
Listen, it's not true. how's the training going?
Not too bad, yes. I'm enjoying it now. It's very, very difficult, and sometimes I don't know whether I'm coming or going, but it's great fun, and it's just amazing to be involved in the whole thing.
So what type of training are they doing with you?
Well, we're learning the dance that we're going to do, you know, next weekend. Not now, this weekend, but the 25th or 26th. Yeah. And I'm not able to tell you what that is, because that's not until the night. And just going through that and trying to, you know, keep your back straight and your head to the left and your hands closed and your toes up and your heels down. But all that together is just so hard to get it all right. But it's, as I said, it really is a lot of fun.
Well, and obviously, you know, that's what's supposed to be fun, but it's hard work.
Aye, well, it is. It's very demanding, you know, even though I suppose you're not doing a while at a physical exercise. You're dancing all the time and, you know, I'm using muscles like in your legs and that, and holding your, you know, when you're trying to hold your posture up and your arms out, and sure, it's not the way we would dance normally, but it's, you know, to be taught by somebody like Christina that has such a wonderful talent, you know, from my point of view, is just, you couldn't ask for any more, you know.
I hope she's not flirting with you, Daniel.
Not one, but it's strictly dancing.
And are you flirting with her?
Not a bit. Well, not when it's necessary, you know, to make the dance right.
Are you confident of doing this? Are you confident of breaking it?
Oh, I wouldn't say that I'm confident. I'm just going to try my best. You know, every day maybe you get something else clicks in your head, but I don't know that, you know, at the end of the whole thing that you'll be anything a proper dancer, but maybe I'll have a better understanding of it all and be able to kind of go around the floor and some kind of fit of style. Now, the judges might have a different idea of what I'm talking about, but that's you know, you do your best. So what more can you do? We were rehearsing there one day, and Christina said to me, you know, we were doing something, a move, and I did it wrong. And she said, it's like, you know, that I'm a flower, and you're showing a flower, you know, out of the vase. Well, I said, if you're a flower, I said, I'm the weed standing beside you. And we had, you know, she just, you have a good laugh at the whole thing. And another, you know, there comes a point in the day when you can't just do any more. Of course, that's true of everybody, that no matter what you're doing.
How grueling is the schedule? Like, how many hours a day are you having to practice and train?
Well, we train from about, if we start at 10, we finish about maybe 4 or half 4.
Are you serious?
About, well, we'd have a half an hour break for, you know, for lunch or so. But you're going pretty much all of the time. Now, it's not, you know, you can take a break if you feel like it, but there's 2 hours in the morning where the cameras are there. So they're taping what you're doing, and not really, they're not infringing what you're doing, but they're there just looking at what she's trying to get me to, you know, understand. And
like 10 to 4, you know, 6 hours of that stuff, it's relentless.
It's quite a bit, all right. But, you know, you need that much. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when we have to learn a dance 3.5 days. I just can't imagine it. I wake up at night in the middle of the night and get up a lot of the times, maybe at 3 or 4 in the morning, put on the shoes and take a few steps that I can't remember. That's now how much it's in me mind.
And can you feel any looseness in your trousers? Do you think you're losing weight?
No, not yet. No, that's kind of miracle status, that. But maybe that'll come too.
What's the grub like? Do they give you good grub, or do they ration that?
It's up to yourself to get whatever you want, eat whatever you want. But no, when we're training, we just go out for something to eat, you know, in a cafe, and then back in and go at it again for another few hours. And yeah.
Well, look, the first live show Friday.
I must say, Stephen, the support that people are giving to me, and I'm sure everybody's the same, but especially from home and from everybody that's, you know, listening to your show, I'm getting a lot of good wishes from people. Yeah. So I just want to say thanks a million. I mean, it's something I'm doing that's real joy to do, even though there are times when I'm doing it and I think, oh my goodness, how am I going to manage this? And I just think on the first night, I hope to God I can get round the floor just and some kind of, you know, without doing something terrible.
Has there been any point during the tough rehearsals where you've regretted doing it, regretted signing up to it?
No, not regretted, really. No, I haven't regretted doing it. I think in my mind, all the time, I say, you're not a dancer. You're somebody that's lucky to have got the opportunity to do this. Enjoy it. Learn as much as you can. And, you know, treat it in that fashion. And that's, you know, what I keep telling myself all the time. Even when there was one day when a choreographer from Strictly came in just to help me, a man, you know, that would be able to tell me things of what to do. And that probably was my worst day, because when he left, I thought, I can't do anything at all. You know, just didn't. But then the next day, you were thinking of what he said and trying to do it. Now, I'm not saying I'm able to do it, but I'm able to get to the right spot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, look, I get to the right spot.
The first live show is Friday week, isn't it? Friday the 25th.
So the 25th and 26th. It's one of them nights. We're all dancing either the Friday or the Saturday. We don't know yet. And then the first elimination show is the 3rd of October. So that's when the people need to vote if they're inclined to vote for me. And, you know, if I'm good, and even if I'm not good, you'll vote anyway.
Yeah, well, no doubt people will, because you're right. Look, there's so much support for you, Daniel, and we'll all be rooting for you, certainly the people listening to this show. And thanks very much for coming on. All the best. Keep up the good work. Keep up the training. And we'll be voting for you on Friday the 25th. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
God bless.
All the best. Daniel O'Donnell.